This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the country is still coming to terms with a lengthy presentation yesterday by President Trump in the Rose Garden of the White House. It was all over the map. I mean, pretty much quite literally. But the media are focusing on an answer he gave when asked about the killing of George Floyd and another answer he gave about the Confederate flag, naturally. How did the president handle these questions? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show and the shape of the race. I think at this point, especially after the primaries yesterday, President Trump had two candidates he was strongly supporting. And one of them was Tommy Tuberville, who won big, very big, in Alabama. And it's extraordinary because Jeff Sessions was one of the most popular politicians in modern Alabama history. But as we talked about on this show, it was likely he was going to lose this because President Trump's more popular in Alabama than he is. President Trump is still angry with Jeff Sessions, who was his first attorney general. And Jeff Sessions lost his desire to return to the Senate. He got less than 40% of the vote. And this is in a runoff election for the Republican nomination. Now the challenge is going to be for would-be Senator Tuberville, who's going to be running against the incumbent senator, Doug Jones, the Democrat, the guy who got in there because of Roy Moore. That is going to be one of those races that if they want to hang on to the Senate, and, of course, every Republican, every conservative needs to see a continuation of Republican control of the U.S. Senate. If that is going to have any chance at all of success, it's going to require Tuberville stepping up his game and actually beating the incumbent Doug Jones, because that would mean that the Democrats, assuming that President Trump wins re-election, that the Democrats would have to win 5 seats to take control of the Senate. If Joe Biden wins election, then the Democrats would have to take 4 seats. They may have a very good shot at taking 3. Beyond that, well, it's exciting and it's politics. And, of course, everything the president does right now, so close to the election, is going to involve politics. And yesterday, he did a quick interview at the White House with CBS News, and that actually made more news than his rambling speech at the Rose Garden. Now, the word on the speech was a lot of it was material that he was planning to use at the rally that was canceled in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And that rally was canceled, theoretically, because there was a tropical storm in the area. The skies were clear. There's no storm. There's no rain. It was fine. There was a disappointing response, apparently, for his rally in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is not a state, I think, that President Trump is likely to carry this year. He lost it last time narrowly. In any event, he was asked by CBS News at the White House about his response to George Floyd's killing. And here is the way the question and the answer sounded.
Let's talk about George Floyd. You said George Floyd's death was a terrible thing.
Terrible.
Why are African Americans still dying at the hands of law enforcement in this country?
And so are white people. So are white people. What a terrible question to ask. So are white people. More white people, by the way. More white people.
Okay, he's right, of course. There are more white people, and as a matter of fact, in the New York Times, even when they were reporting on his comments, they allowed that 43% of people who were killed in confrontations with police officers over the last 5 years, 43% of people were white, 25% were black. The point, of course, that liberals make is that is that black people are only 13% of the population. White people are about two-thirds of the population. So the chances of black people dying in confrontations with police officers is much higher. Okay, that's true. But given the number of confrontations generally, that including those that do not result in shooting or injury, just the interaction with black people, because black people are vastly overrepresented as both the victims of crime and as the perpetrators of crime, there are more encounters with the police. Now, the president shouldn't have gone into the whole thing. I was thinking about this, and again, I hope his advisors prep him better. Because if somebody comes up and says, you said that the George Floyd killing was a terrible thing, and President Trump immediately says, terrible, and says, well, why are black people still dying at the hands of the police? You know what the president should have said? Thank God there are far fewer dying at the hands of the police since I've been president. That's the truth. The number of black people dying in encounters with police has been way down over the last 5 years. And you can celebrate that. And say that black people are still dying at the hands of the police, their police have not yet entered the zone of perfection. But for goodness sake, they certainly have entered the zone of appreciation. I spoke yesterday about the police officer was killed in Bothell, Washington. Bothell is a town of 45,000. It's a very beautiful place. And nobody can find records of a previous Bothell police officer being killed. And officer killed, his partner wounded, suspect apprehended. Yes, the suspect was African American. That hasn't prevented people in Bothell from responding in a very emotional and, it seems to me, appropriate way. They parked a police car in front of City Hall, and people have covered it with flowers and written appreciations and hearts and love for the police officers and for the fallen Jonathan Stroop, the police officer who was 32 years old, who died in that gunfire at the conclusion of a brief chase after they were trying to stop someone, and then he ran over, they now say, a pedestrian. It had been reported yesterday of somebody who was riding a scooter, but in any event, he ran over a pedestrian, still hospitalized, as is the other officer who was wounded. Second question for President Trump. I mean, you know, it's CBS News, so what do you expect? They ask him about George Floyd. Of course they're going to ask him about the Confederate flag. This was not a good answer, but you'll hear.
President Trump, back in 2015, you said the Confederate battle flag belongs in a museum. Do you still believe that?
All I say is freedom of speech. It's very simple. My attitude is freedom of speech. Very strong views on the Confederate flag. With me, it's freedom of speech. Very simple. Like it, don't like it, it's freedom of speech.
Would you be comfortable with your supporters displaying the Confederate battle flag at political events?
You know, it depends on what your definition is, but I am comfortable with freedom of speech. It's very simple.
But you understand why the flag is a painful symbol for many people, because it's a reminder of slavery.
Well, people love it, and I know people that like the Confederate flag, and they're not thinking about slavery. I look at NASCAR. You go to NASCAR, you had those flags all over the place. They stopped it. I just think it's freedom of speech, whether it's Confederate flags or Black Lives Matter or anything else you want to talk about. It's freedom of speech.
Okay, he said freedom of speech. Well, what was that? I was trying to count. I think it's 11 times. I mean, you repeated that a lot. What a dummy reporter. I mean, really a dummy reporter. Work with me here. Think about it yourself for a moment. What's the obvious question? The president says, it's freedom of speech. It's freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. All I think about is freedom of speech, freedom of speech. Okay, when you display the Confederate flag, what is it you're trying to say? What is it you're trying to communicate with that freedom of speech? That, it seems to me, is a pertinent question. We'll get to more from President Trump's speech in the Rose Garden. A tough talk on China, on asylum seekers, and more. And then Biden, on the green economy and jobs, 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 he says. He spelled it right this time. We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
It's freedom of speech.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In the interview we're talking about with CBS yesterday, that was before the president spoke in the Rose Garden, he was asked about kids returning to school in the fall. And this is one of those issues where really I don't think this is one of those battles where it's evenly divided. I think the overwhelming majority of Americans would like the schools to open wherever possible. And I understand personally that if you have a rampaging pandemic, if things are getting worse and worse and worse in a given locality, it's not the time for schools to open. But the president sounded like this on that issue.
The Los Angeles School District is the latest and one of the largest in the country to say they're not going back to school in the fall.
Mistake.
What do you tell parents and teachers who feel that it's unsafe to go back?
I would tell parents and teachers that you should find yourself a new person, whoever's in charge of that decision, because it's a terrible decision. Because children and parents are dying from that trauma, too. They're dying because they can't do what they're doing. Mothers can't go to work because all of a sudden they have to stay home and watch their child, and fathers. What's happening? You know, there's a tremendous strain on that whole side of the equation.
So it's a balancing. It's a balancing act.
It is a balancing act, but that we have to open our schools. Well, I also say a decision like that is politics, because we're starting to do very well in the polls, because I'm for law and order. I'm for strong business. Our jobs are coming back at a record level like never. We've never seen anything like it. Record level. We're heading up. It's turning out to be the V, just like I built it once before, the strongest economy ever. I'm doing it again. And they don't want that to happen because they think...
Who's the they?
They is the Democrats.
Okay. Do you really think that's behind people's caution about sending kids back to school? That it's all people are thinking, oh, if we send kids back to school, then we're going to reelect Trump and help him do better in the polls. You can be very, very strongly in favor or opposed to opening schools in your locality. The one thing that is a basic recognition that everybody has to make in talking about this issue is not all school districts are the same. It's a different situation in New York City right now than it is, say, in Houston or in Miami, for that matter. And one of the things that is a fundamental, rock-solid conservative principle that I hope the president exemplifies is local control. The idea that one size does not fit all, that the school district in San Diego and Los Angeles should not be identical to a school district in Missoula, Montana. It's a different reality. And by the way, different wishes of the public, which is, I do think, has to be taken into account here. In the Rose Garden, President Trump had tough words for China. Listen.
Hold China fully responsible for concealing the virus and unleashing it upon the world. They could have stopped it. They should have stopped it. Would have been very easy to do at the source when it happened. In contrast, Joe Biden's entire career has been a gift to the Chinese Communist Party and to the calamity of errors that they've made. They made so many errors, and it's been devastating for the American worker. China has taken out hundreds of billions of dollars a year from our country, and we rebuilt China. I give them all the credit in the world. I don't give the credit for the people that used to stand here, because they allowed this to happen, where hundreds of billions of dollars were taken out of the United States Treasury in order to rebuild China. There's no company and no country in the world. No country in the world has ever ripped off the United States like the incredible job that they did on this country and the people that ran it. Possibly it's one of the reasons, certainly it's one of the very big reasons, trade and things related to trade, that I got elected in the first place. I've been talking about it for a long time, along with many other subjects, frankly.
Okay, he sounds very tired and unfocused. And the one thing that I noticed there is there was not billions of dollars taken out of the U.S. Treasury. What he meant was there's billions of dollars taken out of the U.S. economy to rebuild China. That's doubtful, but at least it's arguable. It is not arguable that there were billions of dollars taken out of the U.S. Treasury that the government spent for public works programs in China. That didn't happen. And then there was this section of the speech. Try to follow it. It's about asylum agreements that were reached by his predecessors. Listen.
Well, we have agreements with Honduras, Guatemala, with El Salvador. We have great agreements where when Biden and Obama used to bring killers out, they would say, don't bring them back to our country. We don't want them. Well, we have to. We don't want them. They wouldn't take them. Now with us, they take them. Someday I'll tell you why. Someday I'll tell you why. But they take them, and they take them very gladly. They used to bring them out, and they wouldn't even let the airplanes land if they brought them back by airplanes. They wouldn't let the buses into their country. They said, we don't want them. I said, no, but they entered our country illegally, and they're murderers, they're killers in some cases. And they said, nope, we don't want them. They turned the bus around, they turned the plane around, and they'd land in the United States, and who knows what happened to them. But it wasn't good.
And by the way, the agreements with the Central American countries have actually worked out very well. This is easy to applaud, the fact that we have a reduced flood of asylum seekers in our country. Jake Tapper actually showed a little bit of courage yesterday, ripping the brother of one of his colleagues on CNN about his handling of the coronavirus. Listen, number 12.
New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo seems to be on something of a victory tour, congratulating the state and himself for defeating the virus, even selling this poster, which shows his state getting over the mountain by bringing down the curve during the 111 days of hell, as the governor put it. The poster includes references to his daughters and a boyfriend, little inside jokes. There are no illustrations, however, of the more than 32,000 dead New Yorkers, the highest death toll by far of any state. No rendering on that poster of criticism that Governor Cuomo ignored warnings. No depiction of the study that he could have saved thousands of lives had he and Mayor de Blasio acted sooner. No painting there on the poster of his since rescinded order that nursing homes take all infected patients in. Here's what Governor Cuomo had to say yesterday.
We will get to that. We will also talk about people in Seattle who want to forget about CHOP. And what about QAnon candidates and the 2020 election? Are you a QAnon true believer? You can call us 1-800-955-1776.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising a nationwide crackdown on MS-13 gang leaders.
MS-13 has been a problem for our country for a long time. We've taken them out by the thousands.
The president, speaking at the White House on Wednesday, also says many of those being arrested are being deported to their countries of origin.
ICE has deported over 16,000 gang members and arrested over 2,000 members of MS-13.
President Trump spending his afternoon in Atlanta, Georgia, discussing infrastructure. Democrats are pushing the Senate to approve the HEROES Act, which cleared the Democratic-led House 2 months ago.
In that 2 months, so much has happened in our country that could have been prevented had the Republicans not called for a pause.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi speaking there in Washington, D.C. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're extending our special sale for the summer. And that means you can sign up for a MedHead membership for one-third off, $20 saving. It's $40 for a full year's membership. That means 11 cents a day. And you get 24/7 access to this show anywhere you want, to our podcasts, to all kinds of additional material, and beauty part. 50% off the any download from the MedVet History Store. This is literally hundreds of hours of American history and helping to fill and to answer some of the questions you may have had for a very long time. Go to michaelmedved.com and sign up. Use the promo code SPRING40 to save $20 immediately. And sign up for MedHead membership, particularly in the summer months, in this pandemic time period. I've heard from a number of people, they particularly appreciate our history downloads at MedVet History Store. You can also sign up at MedVetHistoryStore.com. Joe Biden didn't exactly make history yesterday with his big speech on climate change. He spoke for a long time, and this was more of a campaign speech than he has usually given. Joe Biden has not had an aggressive campaign. He hasn't had to. The nation has been so troubled, so fragmented, so distracted by conflicts about the pandemic, about the economy, and above all about race, that I imagine Joe Biden felt it was even a little bit of a relief to talk about something else. So he brought up climate change. Listen.
Science requires a timetable for measuring progress on climate that isn't three decades or even two. Science tells us we have 9 years before the damage is irreversible. So my timetable results is in my first 4 years as president. The jobs will create, the investments will make, and the irreversible steps will take to mitigate and adapt to the climate change and put our nation on the road to net zero emissions no later than 2050.
Okay, you'll notice there's one thing he said there that was funny. He said, my first term as president. Does anyone honestly believe he would run for re-election at age 82 in 2024? No, Biden will be a one-term president. He doesn't want to acknowledge that. I actually think for a lot of people who are not inspired by either candidate in this field would find that a positive. That, okay, well, put Trump in, put Biden in, but we'll have a different choice in 2024. Certainly we're not going to have to choose Trump again if he wins. But Biden, my first term as president. And what's the great deal from a green economy that he is promising people? The senator from Delaware, former senator from Delaware, the former vice president, said this about that. Listen.
There's no more consequential challenge that we must meet in the next decade than the onrushing climate crisis. Left unchecked, it is literally an existential threat to the health of our planet and to our very survival. That's enough for dispute, Mr. President. When Donald Trump thinks about climate change, the only word he can muster is hoax. When I think about climate change, the word I think of is jobs. Good paying, union jobs that have put Americans to work, making the air cleaner for our kids to breathe, restoring our crumbling roads and bridges and ports, making it faster, cheaper, and cleaner to transport American-made goods all across the country and around the world.
Okay, this, of course, recalls one of his his gaffes for one of his campaigns for vice president. I think it was his first campaign for vice president in 2008 when he was Obama's running mate. And he said, there's only one real issue in this election. And that issue is a three-letter word, J-O-B-S, jobs, which led people to question his mathematical ability. Look, the idea that President Trump responds to any talk of climate change with the word hoax, and he responds with the word jobs, is pretty good speech writing. And again, he can mostly read the teleprompter. The difficulty with all of this is that he fails to do something that I think he could do, and I think his instincts would lead him to, which is put the climate change so-called crisis in perspective. That's why we had two segments yesterday with Bjorn Lomborg. And I would urge people who are wondering about where we go on climate change to take a look at Bjorn Lomborg's book, False Alarm. Not saying the climate isn't changing. It is. Not saying that human beings don't contribute to it. We do. But talking about what matters most in terms of actually improving people's lives. And then he attacked the Trump administration, did Joe Biden, for failure in an infrastructure bill. Listen.
Despite this overwhelming need, this president and Republican Congress have simply failed to act. There's no other way of saying it. To continue to break the promises they've made to the American people. Donald Trump promised a big infrastructure bill when he ran in 2016. He promised it again in 2017. And then in 2018. And again in 2019. And now he's promising one again. Seems like every few weeks when he needs a distraction from the latest charges of corruption in his staff or the conviction of high-ranking members of administration and political apparatus, the White House announces, quote, it's infrastructure week. How many times have you heard him say that? But he's never delivered. He's never really even tried.
Okay, do we need an infrastructure bill? The difficulty with everything that Joe Biden was talking about yesterday, and none of it is, thank God, it's not as radical as the Green New Deal, but it's all very expensive. And the problem with Joe Biden in an area where he's tremendously vulnerable to conservative attack is talking about paying for it. But that kind of attack is dependent upon Republicans in Washington, D.C., yes, including the president, getting serious or at least making some signs to have the same kind of concerns that Senator Rand Paul was expressing on this very show a little bit earlier. Some kind of concern about the fact that we are just spending ourselves into oblivion. The difficulty with all of this is not just that we are burdening our children and our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, and Americans for the rest of time with an unpayable national debt. It's that beyond a certain point, when you have a national debt that becomes several times as large as your gross domestic product, it has a real impact on the value of the dollar. It has a real impact on the future of the economy. It has a real impact on growth. You cannot borrow money forever. And that appears to be a recognition that the Democrats, of course, are incapable of reaching. Nancy Pelosi is all aboard with sending out those bonus checks. As Senator Paul was saying, they may try to limit the checks this time to people who earn less, who are earning household income less than $40,000. But has Republicans ever believed that just sending out money to people who are struggling is the way to help them? I mean, isn't the way to help them getting the economy going again and simply spending more and more and more is not a reliable way of doing that? There's a new movie out there where you think maybe when you hear it's Pierce Brosnan, it's Rachel McAdams, romantic comedy. Well, not exactly. Will Ferrell is the other star and the real star, and he helped co-produce it. We'll tell you whether it's worth a few chuckles. Coming up, and more on the MedVet Show.
A three-letter word. Jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Lucky guy. I have some of the smartest listeners, and Todd in Aberdeen, Washington, just wrote in, and it's actually, I think it's a very smart email. He says, with regards to the Confederate flag, I don't believe most people, except for those very extreme types like KKK, etc., are flying it to show hatred for blacks or anyone else. I completely agree. That is 100% on the money. Mike from Aberdeen, Washington continues, my opinion is that people fly it for the same reason anybody flies a Seahawk flag or a Dale Earnhardt Jr. flag or a Pearl Jam flag, etc. That's because they have pride in it. Remember, the South will rise again? I snicker when I see someone in my own town flying one and feel it's a little ignorant, but I don't think it's about racism in most cases. Then again, I'm not from the South, but that is my take. Okay, I'm not from the South either, though my family is from South Philadelphia. It doesn't count. Look, the problem with what you're saying is it's just like a Seahawks flag. It's not. It's not for a sports team. And the problem with the South will rise again, it's not just a football slogan. That slogan, the South will rise again, is associated with the Confederacy. And is associated with the idea that, well, next time we'll win. And it's associated with basically suggesting that the wrong side won in the Civil War. And again, it's not a question of just having pride in it. You have pride coming from South Carolina. South Carolina has a beautiful palmetto flag. It's really a beautiful flag. You have pride in South Carolina? Fly that. You have pride in coming from the state of Washington? We don't have a particularly good state flag, but you can fly that. But when you are flying the Confederate flag, basically what you're recalling is not a gallant lost cause. You're recalling an evil cause. And I use the term evil not to suggest that everyone who fought for the Confederacy was evil, but they were all supporting evil. The monstrous evil was an attempt to destroy the United States of America. There is no way of taking away the fact that people who gave their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to the Confederacy were committed to wrecking the United States. And to wrecking this experiment in representative democracy. Why did they make war on the United States? I know, people say states' rights. No, that's an abstraction. Why did they make war on the United States? Because they loved slavery more than they loved America. That's not a good symbol. Now, does that mean that everybody who flies it is a complete jerk? I think today, with the current climate, and understanding particularly for that big chunk of our country that's African American, how objectionable that symbol is, yeah, I think anybody who's flying the Confederate flag today is making a big and a serious mistake. Joe Biden is competing in Texas. He clearly is. He's ahead in most of the Texas polls. He's ahead by 6 points in a Dallas Morning News poll. I don't think he'll carry Texas, but I think it's a clever campaign strategy he's using. This is an ad that Joe Biden released in his campaign for Texas. Listen.
I'm thinking of all of you today across Texas. I know the rise in case numbers is causing fear and apprehension. People are frightened, and they're especially worried about their parents, their grandparents, loved ones who are most at risk. This virus is tough, but Texas is tougher. We can stop the spread, but it's up to all of us to do it. We have to step up and do both the simple things and the hard things to keep our families and our neighbors safe. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay home if you can and socially distance when you go out. I want every single American to know. If you're sick, if you're struggling, if you're worried about how you're going to get through the day, I will not abandon you. We're all in this together. We'll fight this together. And together, we'll emerge from this stronger than we were before we began. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Okay, what's the most striking thing about that ad? The fact that it is not about any issue confronting the country. It's not about his plans for the economy. It's not about his plans for dealing with China. It's not about his plans for dealing with the racial crisis. It's basically like a public service ad. You get to do that kind of ad when you're elected president, but it's weird in this context. I mean, really weird. Will the gamble work? I don't think so. I do think, but then again, in the end, final analysis, I can't believe the Biden campaign is going to pour a lot of money into Texas. Let's go quickly to Tom in Glendora, California. Tom, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, thank you very much, Michael. What you said about the South's attempt to destroy this country is a good segue to what I'm going to say. I believe now we are in just about as grave a peril from the absolute vitriol and cancel culture and hatred and condemnation, even the National Museum of African American History and Culture saying that the family structure is bad, religion is bad, the attack on the Christian ethic, our God-based America is in danger of being lost. Point number two out of three, very quickly. The only way to fix this is to recall 100 years ago in the 1860s, the great Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln in his second inaugural address, with malice toward none, with charity for all. It was just God inspired. And fast forward 100 years, Reverend Martin Luther King, in the letter from the Birmingham jail, under withering hatred because of God's inspiration, Reverend Martin Luther King wanted to fulfill the destiny of this great country. That's what we've got to get back to. Point number three.
Amen to that, Tom. I appreciate your words of inspiration, and they're always appropriate. Is there inspiration in the latest film from Will Ferrell? Well, he plays an Icelandic aspiring rocker who wants to compete in the Eurovision contest. And the name of his two-person group? Fire Saga. Rachel McAdams is the other member of that group. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams play childhood pals in Iceland, consumed by one overriding ambition, participating in Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, now streaming on Netflix.
Ever since we were children, we've had one dream.
Winning
the Eurovision Song Contest.
Even if you don't care at all about the Eurovision extravaganza every year, the movie has some funny bits, parodying the nonsense regularly associated with this glitzy competition. But the plot's never credible for a moment, the two leads have no chemistry, and some of the smutty humor, focusing on intimate body parts, is completely inappropriate for this PG-13 rating. Rachel McAdams is likable, though, and Dan Stevens, as a Russian contestant, is sometimes hilarious. 2.5 stars for Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, that drags on for a mostly tedious 2 hours. And it is mostly tedious. And again, some of the supposedly laugh-out-loud sequences are just painful and embarrassing. There is one sequence where somebody comes back after having been burned up in an explosion, and apparently coming back from the dead, at least in the vision, with burning limbs. This is not an enjoyable film. And Will Ferrell, some of the silly songs that they sing are silly and amusing, and he's always a funny guy. But honest to goodness, he needs better material. This Downhill was his last movie, which was awful. That this one is just lower end mediocre. Coming up tomorrow, one of the leading American commentators and conservatives, somebody who I have respected for years and years, says we are in a downward spiral. Actually echoes some of what Tom was talking about from Glendora, California. We will talk about that downward spiral and is it irreversible. There's a museum curator who made a joke at when he had a meeting on diversity and was talking about diversifying their art collection. He said, and we'll still buy some paintings from white men. He's now been forced to resign because that was a racist comment. Really? Where did that happen? We'll tell you and we'll cover the outrage in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.